Minute Interview.
Hello, my name is Sabri. Have some question, and what's your first opinion before coming to France, and what's your opinion right now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I first came to France in 2017. My first time living in France was 2021. About a year and a half ago, I was living in the south of France at a winery. I feel like my opinion of France before ever coming to France was kind of this magical place, you know? Like, you know, you see the pictures of like the little cobblestone streets and the monuments, and you just start to think of this better life, you know? And these days, not to say that like I've completely lost like a romantic view of the country, because that'd be false, but I feel like I have a more like mature relationship with France, you know? Like, I'm trying to really love the country for its highs and lows. Yeah, have a really realistic view of the country, because it's for sure not perfect, but I'm still really glad I get to spend some time here, and yeah, super glad to be here.
Hello, my name is Jasmine. Why did you come to France?
Well, growing up, it was kind of like, I feel like there's always kind of a grass is always greener complex for foreign countries growing up, you know? I feel like I talk to a lot of you guys and it's like Tokyo or New York, and for a lot of people in the US, it's France, or like Europe in general is kind of this magical place across the ocean. And I first came to France to see family. I have family in Europe, but I came to live because I really liked it here. And it's hard to find something like this where I'm from, in terms of how cities are structured. The nature is really nice here. So,
Hi, my name is Abdelah. I'm 15 years old, and I have some question for you. So, how old were you when you have the idea to come to France?
I first started taking French in school when I was in So the beginning of high school, so in troisième, I took French for the first time, and it definitely wasn't like a love at first sight environment, you know? I honestly just took it because I wanted to be like edgy and cool, and most people took Spanish, so I thought that French was like such an edgy, cool thing to do. And my last year of high school, so in terminale, I had this teacher who was just really cool. She was from Belgium. The way that she presented Europe was just really cool, and I wanted to experience what she told me about. So I think that's what really pushed me was my last year of high school taking French.
And what American people think about France and French people
think about the US?
Yeah. No. US American people think about France and French people?
That's a good question. I feel like it definitely depends on the person and where you're at. I mean, the US is a really big country, and one thing about the US is that things are a lot less centralized, even in terms of like thoughts and culture between family. So like one thing I find about France is that like things are done in like a certain way, and it's like that throughout like a lot of different situations. So like, for instance, this is like a silly example, but like you can wash the dishes a certain way, and it's like that for most families in France, while for the US things really change per family. So opinions of France change per family as well. In general, I think that opinions of France are quite strong, and also quite divergent, in that it's either France is like this perfect country where like everything's beautiful and people fall in love, or French people are just like super rude and horrible. So it's kind of like the two extremes I feel like are most common. But again, like the US is very large, and there is a lot of different opinions and ways people think about this country.
How long you will stay in France?
So currently it's a little bit short term, because I do have to go back to the States for visa stuff. So I'll be back in the States for the summer. But in terms of the long term, I could see myself living here for a good chunk of time, but we'll see exactly where life takes me.
Now, if you had to compare school in America and school in France, what is the differences?
Well, school in the US is also quite different depending on where you're from. I feel like for me, everything was very, very easy. In California, schools are quite simple, honestly. Like, I think that you guys are lucky that you guys have some more complicated subjects and you can take, like, for instance, like, we couldn't even take a second language until troisième. So, like, everything is much shorter and easier in LA versus out here. So I feel like you guys are lucky that you guys can take so many different courses. In general, I feel like school culture is much less strict in California. However, I feel like schools in France are a bit more strict than schools in California.
On what they are more strict?
In France, I feel like in general, there is a power distance between the teacher and the student, which, not to say that there's not a power distance in schools in the US, but in general, that power distance is smaller, and it gets smaller the older you get. So like in primary school, there is quite a big power distance, but as you get older, that starts to get smaller and smaller, to where in like universities in the US, like you kind of talk to your professor like a friend, you know, you'll be like, sometimes you even call them by their first name. It's like very, very casual.
If someone asked you the question, if you prefer spend all your life in France or in US, what do you prefer?
That'd be really hard because I feel like living in one, I kind of miss the other. In a perfect world, I feel like I'd like to do like a six months out of the year, but that gets quite pricey with airplane tickets and all that. So I feel like I can see myself living more in France. However, I have more connections in the US in terms of family. So it's definitely, definitely a little bit shared between the two countries.
Thank you. What did you like in France?
That's a good question. In France, one thing I really like is the sort of work-life balance. I feel like in the US, it seems like it's almost a part of the culture that people work as a part of their identity. And not to say that there's not people that work hard in France or there aren't people who don't work quite a lot in the US, but in France, I feel like there's more of a culture to have your work life, but also a balanced home life as well, which I feel like is a lot healthier and is one thing that I love about France is the amount of like vacation, for instance, how not working is not frowned upon in society is a lot healthier, I feel like, in France than in the US.
And now, what is your job?
Well, currently I'm a assistant English teacher with you guys, which has been really fun.
But when you were a teenager, you would like
Yeah, well, I feel like that kind of changed a lot, you know? Like, I actually first started going to school to study cosmetology, so how to do hair. So I studied cosmetology in South Africa, and then I went back to Los Angeles and studied business and French, so I completely changed like subjects and countries. But I feel like I definitely don't see myself working in education for the long term. I feel like this is a really cool short-term bit, but for the long term, I'd love to do something more nonprofits. Kind of my dream would be to open a nonprofit coffee shop where the proceeds are given to help develop societies which were formerly affected by colonialism, especially those who produce coffee. So that'd be kind of my dream, but we'll see where life takes me.
You're gonna change the college one day?
Change like schools?
Yeah, change school in Saint-Étienne or another.
Yeah, maybe. So it's definitely not for sure if I'll be able to work in the education next year here in France. Mm-hmm. But if I did, I would like to still work in a college or maybe a lycée, mm-hmm. In the same region. So either here or in Lyon would be cool.
And my second question, and it's what's your opinion about Marc Seguin?
I think it's awesome. I feel like there's so much. I mean, right now we're like literally like making like pretty much like a podcast at school, which is really awesome. You know, like this doesn't exist at schools in like schools where I grew up. Like, you guys have like a rock climbing wall, like a kitchen, like there's a lot of stuff here. So I feel like you guys are definitely lucky, and there's a lot of really, really, really cool opportunities.
Thank you. And if you can rate it on 5, what is your rate?
Of a college max again?
Yeah.
I'm like definitely like a 4.2 out of 5.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Minute interview.